Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, December 28th, 2017. 2 years after a deadly illegal street race in Charlottenburg, the case will be discussed in federal court. On February 1st, 2016, two men were racing through Berlin and reached speeds up to 160 kilometers per hour. One of the drivers crossed a red light and hit an SUV of an uninvolved 69-year-old man who died in his car. The impact was so intense that the vehicle was hurled more than 70 meters. The two men received lifelong prison sentences for murder from the state court in Berlin, a first for this type of crime in German jurisdiction. The court was convinced that the two drivers acted complicitly and with conditional intent, meaning while they would not have wanted to kill anyone deliberately, they accepted the possible fatal consequences in order to win the illegal street race. The verdict also recognized that the race was about the thrill and reputation in the street racing scene. As the verdict was met with judicial controversies, the two convicts see a chance that the harsh sentence might be revoked in a higher court. On Christmas Eve, a 58-year-old man drove his car into the headquarters of the SPD party. After investigating the case, the public prosecution office found no clues of a left, right, or Islamist extremist motivation. The investigators suspect that the incident was triggered by a mixture of anger, dissatisfaction, and psychological issues. The man admitted to the police that he wanted to take his own life. The driver, who didn't have a serious criminal record, is being investigated for serious arson as gas cartridges and fuel canisters were found in his car. The vehicle started to burn after the impact, but the fire was put out by the building's sprinkler system. Berlin police stations have been repeatedly the target of burglaries in the last months. This time, unidentified persons gained access to the vehicle storage depot in Biesdorf, but nothing was stolen. This is the sixth break-in at police stations within 6 months. In October, also in Biesdorf, two confiscated cars being kept for securing evidence were stolen, and in the summer, a car that was supposedly used for the big maple leaf coin heist was vandalized to destroy evidence. Berlin church communities are losing believers. Only about 25% of Berliners are still members of the Protestant or Catholic Church. In 2016, about 14,000 people of both denominations left their respective churches, and the number of Protestants has declined by 100,000 in the last 10 years. Thanks to migration, the number of Catholics has slightly increased, but in percentage, their number has declined as well. For justice expert Sebastian Schulzeburg from the Left Party, this means that certain state privileges given to churches have to be questioned. For instance, the church tax needs to be abolished. Berlin police have issued a warning about a new telephone scam. Scammers fake their phone number, so it seems that the call is coming from 110, which is the emergency number in Germany. They then try to convince their victims to transfer money to bank accounts, mainly targeting elderly people. After physically attacking a passenger, three S-Bahn controllers were sentenced to 6 months probation for causing joint dangerous bodily harm. A fourth accused man was found not guilty. According to the public prosecutor's office, the inspectors had clutched and pushed a passenger at Friedrichstrasse station last summer. He is said to have demanded that one of the employees identify himself beforehand. This led to a fight, and the passenger, who had a valid ticket, had been knocked down and injured. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.